You're listening to Siren Radio with me, Andrew David, and I'm going to ask you to just sit back and relax and have a listen to my next guest, because coming up very shortly is something called the World Day of Prayer. And in the past, this has been a very physical opportunity for people to get together. And of course, things are different this year. So I thought it was a great idea to try and talk to somebody to find out what's going on in Lincoln and how it's all coming together this year. And I'm delighted to say Karen Bavin, who's the Lincoln branch secretary of the World Day of Prayer, is able to join us here on Siren. Karen, welcome to Siren. How are you doing?
Thank you. Yes, I'm fine.
Now, this is, as I say, it's a global event. It's been going on for many, many years. Tell me, when's it happening and what's actually going to be happening for people in and around Lincoln?
Well, World Day of Prayer is always held on the first Friday in March. So this year, that's the 5th of March, Friday the 5th of March. And each year, a service is written by the Christian women of a different country. This year, it's the Republic of Vanuatu, which is a group of islands in the South Pacific. The service is translated into many different languages and is held in churches all around the world, all on the same day. This service is always a lovely service, which includes readings and songs, not just prayers.
Now, this has actually grown out of something you and I just chatting before we started recording. It used to be called the Women's World Day of Prayer. And when I was at Radio Nottingham as the faith producer there, I always used to think it was strange that it was only women who could get involved. But of course, it's grown over the years. And this year, it's quite extraordinary because the potential using the online things, you know, like Zoom that we're talking about now, is that millions of people across the world can get involved. But you've also got some specific events here in Lincoln. Would you like to tell us about those?
So we usually have 10 services taking place spread around the city, organised by 10 groups of churches, on average three or four churches in each group. And what is good about this is that the service is interdenominational. So each group may include people from several different denominations. There may be a Church of England, a Methodist, a Roman Catholic and a Baptist church all coming together. People all coming together for one service and working
Fantastic.
Together to produce a service. So and then the churches in each group take it in turns to host the service. And this year, the University of Lincoln Chaplaincy has joined one of our groups, which is lovely. But of course, due to COVID, we have had to change. We won't be holding any services in church buildings this year, but instead we do have two online services which will take place using Zoom. One is going to be at 10:30 in the morning, and this is the one that the university chaplaincy is involved in. The other is at 3:30 in the afternoon. And anyone is welcome to attend either of these Zoom services.
Absolutely fantastic. And isn't it wonderful, using modern technology could potentially get a very much bigger uptake of interest than maybe if people had to go along to any of the lovely services in the churches, brilliant though they would have been. But as I say, the potential for this to be huge is really fantastic. And it doesn't just stop there, because there's an international perspective using, is it YouTube?
Yes, the International World Day of Prayer Committee and the women of Vanuatu have made a video of a service which is going to be available to view on YouTube. So the link for this will be put on the World Day of Prayer website. And also, if people wish to attend either of these Zoom services in Lincoln, they would really need to go to the World Day of Prayer website to find out who they need to email to request the link, the Zoom link.
So if you, right, that's really important. I've got the World Day of Prayer website, really brilliant. And you can also find out about the wonderful place that's being focused on, Vanuatu. So it's World Day of www.dp.org.uk, www.dp.org.uk. And when you get there, that's where you can find the link, as you say, to the YouTube, but also specifically the link to the Zoom events at 10:30 and 3:30 in Lincoln.
That's right. I don't think the international YouTube link is there yet.
No, I've just had a look and I can't find it. Otherwise, I would like to have a quick peek at what Vanuatu
is right.
up
to. I'm really looking forward to watching that. It's quite special for this year.
If you...
But with regard to the Lincoln services, there's a bit where you can where it says find a service, so you would put in Lincoln and then the two Zoom services
Absolutely
would then
fantastic.
appear with the details of who to contact.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic event. If you were going to summarize it, I know that you've got some resources which give you a nice overview. Would you like to tell us about
Yes,
that?
I'd like to just read this little bit from a leaflet that the World Day of Prayer has produced. It says, "The World Day of Prayer invites you to be personally enriched by contact with other Christians as you share their faith experience, to learn at first hand of the situation of women in other countries worldwide, to share the hopes, fears, joys, sorrows, needs, and opportunities of women around the world, to pray with them and for them, and to turn prayers into positive action. You too can be part of the great wave of prayer."
Karen, that's fantastic. And just sitting here listening to you read that, and I was thinking about all the places around the world that Siren's connected with. At this present moment, with everything that's going on, we are united in a rather ugly sort of way by the pandemic. And so having an event like this to help us focus on the needs of others and hearing about those needs and the way they're coping with it in this sort of circumstance could be very comforting, I suspect, to a lot of people.
Yes, that's right. Also, when we have the church services, a collection is taken during the service, which enables the World Day of Prayer organisation to give grants to various charities doing important work around the world to help improve the lives of those in need. So this year, obviously, we can't do that, but anybody wishing to make a donation, if they go to the website, we'll be able to find out how they can do it.
Karen, it's been fantastic talking to you. Just a reminder, the website is www.dp.org.uk, where you can find all the details that Karen's been talking to us about. And it's on the 5th of March. And if you want to take part in either of the opportunities in Lincoln, there's one at 10:30 in the morning and one at 3:30 in the afternoon. Karen Bavin, thank you very much indeed for being with us here on Siren Radio.
Thank you.